Now, this is the comments people are stuck on with Cam Newton.
A woman for me is handling your own, but knowing how to cater to a man's needs. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times when you get that aesthetic of like, I'm a boss, like I'm a this, I'm a dad. No, baby, like, but you can't cook.
Okay.
You don't know when to be quiet.
That's what everybody's stuck on. That's what everybody is stuck on with Cam Newton. That's the only thing that people are talking about. We're going to talk about Cam Newton today and his comments and what we really should be looking at. You know what I'm saying? Cam Newton told the truth. Welcome to the 20-Minute Morning Show. Brother BJ Murphy is back. Cam Newton told the truth, everybody. I'm sorry. I don't think Cam Newton is a male chauvinist at all. Now, has he said some things that are kind of crazy and, you know, he doesn't complete his sentences and his thoughts very well. Sometimes it gets him in trouble. But I think people are, you know, calling him out. It's a cop out to deflect away from the truth that he spoke. The truth is sometimes it's so hard to swallow it. But it is what it is. It's a topic that most people don't want to touch. Now, who in their right mind in the black community does not know that there is a big gap in the way that our children are being raised today from the way grandmama raised us, from the way, our mothers raised us? It's a big gap. I mean, really? You're going to say that we up here like, cooking up an idea that is not a reality in the black community? I mean, do our women take pride in keeping the house? Do you take pride in cooking like grandmama used to do? Oh, Lord, no, he didn't. Yeah, I got to go there. I'm sorry, because most of us are afraid of being called a male chauvinist or being called out. Our women and our young girls, y'all, we out of order. Our young boys and our young men are out of order. We all are out of order in the black community. We don't take pride like our parents did, like our grandparents did, in taking care of the family. Cam talked about his father being a good role model. Now, this is what I want to get into. They skipped over this part.
I had a perfect example of what a man was in my life by my father. Mm-hmm. My parents has been together for 36, 37 years now, and it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a three-parent household, my mom, my father, and my grandmother. And I knew what a woman was, not a bad
Okay, what's the difference?
A woman.
That's right, a bad B. That's what women refer to themselves as now. Like, I'm a bad B, I'm a boss this. And that's what he was saying, right? And they totally skipped over this. They wanted to go to Cam Newton talking about a woman doesn't know when to be quiet and insistence. That's my, you ain't gonna tell me to shut up. Even my wife talking about, yeah, you need to talk about that. But what about his father being a good role model, being married for 36 years to his mother and being raised in the house with his mom, his father, and grandmother? Now, in the black community, because we don't grow up in a household like that, it is probably unrelatable to a lot of people. So that's why people get upset when they talk about that. Man, we're in a bad condition as the black community because we don't know what it's like to have a father around. Most of us don't. And I feel so sorry for us. That's why I like mentoring, you know, young men, because I feel bad that our brothers and sisters are growing up without knowing what it is to have a dad around. You know what I'm saying? So Cam talked about the women, you know, saying I'm a bad B, I'm a boss this, but can you cook? Do you know when to be quiet? And that's what everybody's concentrating on. That's the low hanging fruit that we can just talk on and mouth off, but we don't want to look at the reality. Because we all need to be retrained. I need to be retrained. You need to be retrained as a black woman. So we can all be made into the type of mate that will make you happy. That you don't mind cooking for.
that you don't mind cleaning the house for, you know, and he won't mind bringing the paycheck home so you and the children can do whatever y'all need to do with it. He takes pride in his family. So the brothers are sitting at home, the sisters at work. And I understand now. I got to get some balance to it. I understand when you come home and nobody's doing anything but you, and you angry as hell, and you don't want to cook, and you don't want to clean the house. You don't want to do, because, you know, it's all on you. So I understand that. So, okay, y'all happy I'm bringing some balance to this? I understand that. And you're right. We just got to be trained all over again so we can be the proper mates for one another as black men and women. That's why the white man is positioning himself now to take our place as the head of the black family. And I'm telling you, all these damn commercials that I'm looking at, where the white man sitting at the kitchen table with a black woman and some black children, and I see the propaganda that's going on. I mean, every damn commercial has got my sisters with some white dude. Every commercial is an interracial commercial separating the black family. They're driving a wedge through the black community that the slave master now is y'all daddy. And some of you silly sisters, are you falling for this? I see how y'all, you know, hug. You don't hug the brothers like y'all do them white boys. Y'all all on them. You know, it's your pride and joy. He take care of me. Yeah, they got more money than we got. But your natural mate is your black man. Don't you ever forget that. I don't give a damn how many white folks they show on these TV commercials. He's trying to keep himself alive through his seed, through you. So you want to show me a woman that don't take pride in cooking for her family? I tell you right now, brother, you need to get the hell away from her. And if you got a man that don't take pride in taking care of you and the children. Now, I'm going to preface this statement that he has a desire to do it. If he has a desire to do it, and right now it's a little difficult, you got a good man. But you got somebody that don't give a damn, then you need to get rid of him. So I'll ask you, sister, what are you feeding your children if you're not cooking? What are you feeding your husband? How are you keeping the family healthy if it's McDonald's and Burger King? See, it's a messed up situation. It really is a messed up situation. And I don't want the sisters to feel bad because I love you so much. And, you know, I used to say this on the radio all the time. At some point, in a righteous sense, we may have to practice polygamy. Oh, hell no. I mean, look, you know, they're trying to turn all of us into transgender, man. They're trying to make all of us accept the gay lifestyle so that white men can continue to rule over us and now put him at the head of the black family like you see him in these TV commercials. So who's sitting at the dinner table? The white man, you and the children. And a black man with a damn wig on as a transgender. That's an ugly picture. Woo, Lord, please help us. And we do need to pray. I'm glad Cam Newton said what he says. You know, he's so authentic and he has tremendous value. Sometimes when he says things, it doesn't come off. But look what he has us at. You know, look where he has us discussing this issue. And we need to turn it on its head and attack the real issue, is that there is an assault, a full out war on the black family. And we need to get our stuff together before it's too late. Is it already too late? I mean, think about these advertisements on television. This has been in the planning stages for the last 20 or so years. And now you're seeing the seeds of it come up. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. So I don't know what's going to happen to us unless we, you know, are real about what we need to do to stay together as black people. But these people got something for us, y'all, and I don't think we ready for it. And before y'all say, oh, he being racist or he don't know what time it is, you just watch the next couple of years. You're going to be like, man, Brother BJ, wow. I'm just going to pray. I'm not going to give up on us. I'm really not, because sometimes I'll be like, man, recently I've been like, wow, man, you know, I don't know how we're going to make it, but I do know how we're going to make it. God's going to help us. All we got to do is get some courage and just speak truthfully about situations and not gloss over it because it hurts your feelings. Tell the truth regardless of the circumstances, then let God take care of the rest. I'm out, y'all. Peace.